Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Murondoy, morning exercises at the community ground turned from health talk to heated confrontation after Sunny mistakenly revealed to Catalina that Zina had been accusing her of orchestrating the hit and run. Catalina stormed over to Zina's house, demanding answers, with a flustered Auntie Myrtle in pursuit, attempting to keep the peace. Zina stood by her accusations and toe-to-toe with Catalina, only fueling the fire. Denzel was forced to pull Catalina and Zina apart after things got physical. Auntie Myrtle urged Denzel to pull himself away from Zina and out of the rising conflict. Denzel was wary of it all, but Auntie Myrtle insisted that she would not stop praying for him. Actions have consequences. As we return to Murondoy, Zina is making a police report against Catalina.
Good morning, Sergeant Murray.
Good morning, Miss Zina. I don't think I saw you since the year started, so happy new year to you.
Same to you, Sergeant Murray.
How may I assist you today?
I'm here to make a report.
All right, I'll be taking some notes.
And I would love it if you arrest this individual and throw her in jail expeditiously.
The report is against another woman? Okay, pen and paper ready. What are we reporting?
Catalina Lewis came
to... Catalina?
Yes, Sergeant Murray. My report is about Catalina.
Go ahead.
She came into my house, was screaming at me, broke a vase, and assaulted me.
What?
You heard me, Sergeant Murray.
Okay. Repeat what you said.
I said Catalina Lewis came into my house, screamed at me, threw one of my vases at me, and broke it, and then assaulted me.
Catalina did all this?
Yes.
Wow. Unprovoked?
Yes, unprovoked. I was in my home. She came there and assaulted me.
Yes, but out of the blue, nothing led up to this?
I don't know if you're aware, but me and her son Denzel are in a relationship.
Young Denzel?
He's a grown man, Sergeant Murray.
Well, yes, I know, but, you know, he grew up before my eyes, so...
Like I said, he's a grown man.
So, you two are...
We are living together, and his mother and aunt don't like it.
I could see why especially Miss Martle would have an issue with that.
Look, I don't care what they think. I'm not committing any crimes being with someone who is 26.
Well, no, that is not a crime. Age of consent is 16 and he's well past that. I could see the issue with you being, you know.
What?
I mean, you're not old, but older?
46.
Yeah, right. I mean, nothing wrong with two consenting adults, you know. No laws broken there.
Well, his mother and aunt don't seem to think so.
Right. So, Catalina assaulted you because she doesn't approve of this relationship?
Yes.
Okay. So, do you have a medical report?
No. I didn't have to go to the doctor. But if you look closely, you can see I have bruises on my arms. Look.
Alright, okay. I'll call Catalina in for questioning.
I want her in jail. She's not only assaulting me, but I believe she had something to do with that car that hit me.
Wait a minute. You think she was involved in the hit and run?
This woman wants me dead.
Madam, those are serious allegations.
Well, it's up to you to investigate.
Okay, well, I will see to it that if a wrong has been committed, then the full force of the law will take effect.
Wrong has been done, Sergeant Murray. Kathleen Lewis assaulted me in my own home and had somebody run me over.
Mrs. Vera, I will attend to this matter immediately.
Sergeant Murray? So good to see you.
Unfortunately, Miss Martle, I don't come bearing good news.
Oh, no. What happened?
Is Miss Lewison?
Yes, she's in her bedroom.
Call her, please.
Okay. Catalina!
Yes, Auntie Martle?
Sergeant Murray is here.
All right, I'm coming.
What is this about, Sergeant?
Let's wait on Catalina to come.
Sergeant Murray, good day.
Good day, Miss Lewis.
How can I help you?
I need you to come down to the station for questioning.
Questioning for what?
Mrs. Zina Vera made a report against you.
What? What? Is what she come and tell ya?
That you assaulted her. But I prefer you come down to the station and...
I assault she? We were fighting. What you mean I assault she?
Okay, but did this take place in her home?
I went there because Satan's secretary going around the place telling people I had something to do with her accident.
She made those accusations indeed. I still need you to come down to the station.
Listen, Zina is no innocent victim and I didn't assault she. We were fighting. Look at this mark on me hand where she bite me.
Oh my.
Anybody would have confront she if they find out she going around telling people how they're involved in she attempt murder.
I understand, but let's go down to the station so I can document your statement.
All right. I'm going to put on something proper. Me got no problem coming down there.
Okay, Miss Kathleen.
Well, I tell you, why would Zina do this?
These women don't like each other at all.
They don't.
Weird to imagine that they were married to the same man. That has anything to do with the animosity.
Oh, Sergeant Maurice.
It's a fair question, I think.
Right.
Young Denzel, though, a woman like Zina. My gosh.
It sounds like you're interested, Sergeant Murray. That would be a more age-appropriate relationship.
Miss Mortal, I know that I can aspire to great things, but I know my limitations. I wouldn't embarrass myself thinking that I can achieve certain things.
Oh, please. If Zina can have a relationship with someone young enough to be your son, how is that something hard to achieve? If you ask me, Sergeant Murray, I think you should shoot your shot so that she can leave our Denzel alone.
Dinner smells good, Denzel.
Thank you. You know, I think I went all out with this one, Zina.
Bakes and saltfish are one of my absolute favorites.
Me too. And we have some cucumbers and tomatoes to go with it.
It looks as good as it smells.
Thanks, baby.
Come here.
All right, let's see.
You gonna pray?
You know what? Sure. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you for the resources that allow us to enjoy this meal. We pray for all those people who might not have enough, and we ask that you provide for them, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Nice one, Denzel.
Thanks, son.
Mmm. Delicious.
Mmm. Thanks, baby.
You know, if you don't put your degree to use, you can always become a chef.
The funny thing is, I never cooked so much when I was living with Auntie Myrtle and Mommy. But they taught me, and when they weren't teaching, I was always watching.
If one thing they did right, it was that. I need to tell you something.
Okay.
I went to the police station today.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
To make a report.
Okay.
Denzel, your mother came into this house and assaulted me.
Shoot. I don't think you should have done that.
Why not? You saw how your mother behaved. She broke my vase.
But you were fighting each other, Zina.
So shouldn't have I defend myself? She came into my house and started it. I also told the police that I believe she had something to do with my accident.
What? Zina, how could you?
What do you mean? It's my gut feeling.
Yeah, but you can't accuse my mother of something so serious when you have no evidence.
The police can now look at her as a suspect.
Wow.
You're taking her side?
It's not about taking sides. It's about... Look, you can't just throw wrong accusations like that.
The police will continue to investigate, and if she is innocent, her name will be cleared.
Oh my gosh, this is a mess.
Denzel, I am not going to allow myself to be bullied by your mother and aunt. I put up with enough bullying from Maurice in my life, and I would be a fool to allow anybody else to do it.
I understand that, Zina. But still, I don't think Mommy had anything to do with your accident.
Then she will be proven innocent for that. But for assaulting me, I want to see her in jail.
Hello?
Good night, Denzel.
Hi, Mommy.
Is Zina near you?
No, she's in the shower.
Okay, good. You know she made a report at the station?
She just told me.
Denzel, I want you to wake up and see how evil this woman is. Wake up before it's too late, son.
She's not evil. She's...
The police want to charge me with assault because of what she told them.
Wow.
And they said they will be investigating me for the accident.
I told her I don't think you had anything to do with it, you know, Mommy.
I didn't have anything to do with it. Am I crazy to risk my freedom over someone like Zina?
Mommy, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Look, do whatever you must to make it go away.
I will talk to her.
Denzel!
I have to go, Mommy.
Remember that I'm your mother before she's your woman.
Denzel, please come help me dry my hair.
Come in, Zina. I got to go, Mommy.
Denzel, please. I can't go to prison for something I did not do.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual, and creating an equitable future for all.